Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, you may remember last week we spoke to my next guest about the death of his father, Liam Farrell. Liam, who lived alone in Rooski, was found by his daughter, slumped at his own back door in January of 2020. Liam was covered in blood, his shoes and socks were removed, his watch was broken, he had bruising to his left eye and also to his feet. Resuscitation efforts weren't successful and the family believe he may have been attacked. Well, Gardaí say they carried out a full investigation into the circumstances of Mr. Farrell's death and that an investigation file was submitted to the Director of Public Prosecutions, but no prosecution was directed. The coroner recorded an open verdict at the inquest, but the Farrell family say they're seeking the truth of what happened. And the Garda Commissioner has now announced that he is to appoint a senior officer to carry out a peer review of the Garda investigation into the death of Liam. And Brendan Farrell, Liam's son, joins me on the line. Brendan, hello again. It's lovely to have you back with us.
Thank you very much indeed, Claire.
So your reaction to this news now that the Garda Commissioner is going to have this peer review carried out?
Yeah, so we first became aware of it last evening, Claire, and of Commissioner Harris's commitment to Dad's investigation. And we certainly as a family intend to fully engage with not only the Commissioner, but also with the senior investigating officers on the case. And we have a multitude of questions and huge concerns surrounding the death of our father that we need answers for.
Mm-hmm. And you told us about that in great detail the last time we spoke. Have you heard from the Garda Commissioner directly on any of this?
We've had no direct communication as of yet, Claire, from the Garda Commissioner. Last night was the first we actually heard. My wife had actually seen it on the TV, and that was the very first contact the very first time we noticed or heard that there was anything happening.
Okay, but the next steps now in the process for you, do you know what they are? Will you be meeting the Garda Commissioner?
Yeah, so my understanding is that he's due to meet with us. And we'd obviously, you know, we want to bring those concerns and questions to the Commissioner, because, Claire, at the end of the day, this is our father. He went down, you know, just a few minutes down the road for a few wee drinks. I'm sitting here actually looking down at the pathway from Dad's house now to where he went. And I can still imagine him walking home, but he didn't make it in the back door of the house. Mm-hmm. And we need to do everything in our power to find out what happened that evening. And we're hoping that together now with Commissioner Harris and the senior investigating officer, that he will meet with the family, because, as I say, we have a multitude of questions, very important questions and huge concerns that we need answers for.
And Brendan, I know that you and your family had to wait until the inquest happened before you could speak out about this, but you have been speaking out about it. What has the reaction been like?
Well, I suppose, first of all, it's been really tough from the point of view that, you know, we were never able to go public with this until the inquest. And that was a huge stress and strain on us as a family. And the minute the inquest occurred and happened, then it went public. And the amount of calls that we've got and from people in the locality that said, we honestly never knew anything happened to your dad. And we've had a lot of well wishers, so many nice comments, you know, and calls and so on. But it, you know, for 4 years, 8 months, we couldn't talk about this. So, you know, we felt silenced in one way. We wanted this to go public. We asked for it to go public. I wanted a reconstruction for Crime Call. I wanted to find out if there was people out there that had seen Dad that night walking home or anything unusual around the house to come forward. But it was a huge frustration. It was so huge and so stressful, Claire.
All right. Well, listen, let's see what happens. And we'll certainly keep in touch with you, Brendan. And we wish you and the family well as this progresses. That's Brendan Farrell there, son of Liam Farrell. Coming up next on the programme, we'll have author Jacqueline Wilson with us here on her new book, which is called Think Again.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.